Now we will go into R114. Going now to R114 of the Auditor's Handbook. R114, have pre-clear, create and destroy various kinds of Phaeton machines. Here we have the one of the four parts of the body. The body consists of, you might say, the GE and the reactive bank. That would be this electronic structure and the reactive bank. That's the body. And the Phaeton, the awareness unit, plus these machines. So here we have the Phaeton, the awareness unit, that's one. His machines, two. The electronic structure, and therefore the flesh, and so forth. By the way, there aren't many anchor points in the body as there are corpuscles. Each one of these corpuscles has its own anchor points. You don't pay any attention to the blood and meat when you're looking over anchor points, really. And it has a reactive bank, the body does, just as described in Dynamics, Modern Science, Mental Health. All right, here's four parts of the body. These parts are demonstrably separate parts. Where we're dealing with the Phaeton, and when we have exteriorized him, we are then dealing with the Phaeton plus his machinery. And when we mean machinery, we say machinery, and when we say machinery, we mean machines. It's very curious that a Phaeton in any period in time in mocking up machinery has followed the mode of the time in machinery. But it is strictly machinery. What do we mean by machines? Anytime he has desired some randomity, which is the ratio of predicted to unpredicted motion. Randomity is the degree of predicted to unpredicted motion. He has gotten an automaticity, which is, it runs without any attention from me. The devil it does. A machine never runs with no attention from the Phaeton. Never. Never has, never will. But he gives it the attention by so many vias and the postulate that he doesn't know it's there, that it has the effect of running without his attention and without his energy. He feeds it energy by vias, and so there it exists, running. One of the main reasons he set up machinery in the first place was because he got bored with what he was doing. He got tired of doing some simple action over and over and over and over, so he set up a machine to do it. Of course, the second he set up a machine, it became automatic, and the moment it became automatic, it became plus randomity, didn't it? Because he no longer controlled it, and yet it affected him. So you're looking straight at the dwindling spiral when you're looking at this phenomena of machinery. The individual got disinterested in what he was doing, but he felt he had to go on doing it, so he set it up automatically. The second he set it up automatically, he stopped predicting it, didn't he? So therefore, his life became more random than before. And you find somebody originally on the track, didn't have any machines, and felt perfectly free and able, and you find him, after Lord knows how much living, having accumulated countless machines around him, all doing very, very interesting, intricate things to which he's paying no attention at all, and you get such a thing as the electronic structure of the body that's being put there by the accumulated intelligences which make up the GE. And that's also aided and abetted by pictures made by picture-taking machines. The body has a picture-taking machine which makes pictures of all accidents and incidents and keeps a good picture, pictorial record of the incidents of the body. And you have this thing called facsimiles and engrams. All right. The Phaeton, however, has less machines than the body, but he's on his way. If he will just accumulate a few thousand more machines, why, he will do all kinds of interesting complexity, such as building bodies and so forth, without knowing he's building them. The only thing wrong with a machine is that it is obviously another determined action than one's own action. And whenever one lets this get into the works, after a while, life becomes totally random, unpredictable. And the anatomy of mystery starts out with the unprediction of something, goes into the necessity to control it, goes into the non-control of it, and winds up as a mystery. A mystery starts with unprediction, and setting up of a machine is then the start of a mystery. And so we have the body, a huge mystery. Because the collective intelligences which built it gradually lost all of its functions and set them up to run forever. So they became random as far as the intelligences running them were concerned. All right, Phaeton exteriorized wants amusement for some reason or other. He sets up a machine. You're going to exteriorize the Phaeton, this kind of thing's going to happen. You say, be in the moon, be in the sun, be in earth. You say, just a minute. You say, what's the matter? I don't know. There's something wrong here. When I think of some place, I arrive there. That's funny. He says, I don't go there. I think of this place, and then, bing, I'm there. He said, only it's not the place that I thought of. You know, something wrong here. I think of the moon, I go to the sun. Well, in the first place, he's got a sending machine. He set up some kind of a machine to act as an exterior intelligence to himself, to send himself places. And it's real cute. It'll cause an auditor more trouble if he doesn't know what it is. He'll be exteriorized, and he'll get absolutely haggard. He'll think of Paris, and he'll be in Paris. He'll think of South Africa, and he'll be in South Africa. He'll think of North Pole, and he'll be at the North Pole. And this will just go on. He feels like the end of a crack the whip team. Well, this is the result of automaticity. He's made a machine that sends him places. Now, the way he makes this machine, he makes the consideration, puts some mass to it to give himself some conviction that it exists, then he hides it and forgets about it. The consideration which made it, he hides it, he forgets about it. And that is the 1, 2, 3 step of making a machine. The consideration, what the machine is supposed to do, and then hiding it, and then forgetting that he has hidden it. Always with the fact that it is going to be operating upon him. Do you ever run into somebody who's afraid of invalidating himself? You know, all I do is invalidate myself. I say I'm getting along fine, then all of a sudden I say, well, I'm doing horribly. Invalidation is primarily an energy manifestation. It's being zapped. In the thought line, people get afraid of thinking, finally, because they're so afraid of being hit. He's actually set up a machine for himself, which zaps him under certain considerations, conditions. He goes out here, he goes out here someplace, and all of a sudden, zzz. Well, if you work it over, working over on machinery, regaining control of machinery, and something like this is happening, you find out he himself is set up and had this little machine you ever saw. Then when you get on just a certain angle of the machine, you get zapped. He zaps himself. That, of course, added interest into life. He never knew when he was going to be zapped, did he? Well, now that's how silly a Phaeton will get with setting up these machines. And then having forgotten it and having hidden it, you as an auditor are expected to come along and by some necromancy, banish it. Now, how do you banish a machine? You just mock one up, have him do the same thing. Anything the preclear is being affected by, have him do it. Now, why? Anytime the preclear is on the E end of the cause, distance, effect line, you simply have him do the function, which puts him on the C end of the cause, distance, effect line. How simple. So you could take over all this machinery. Now, you say you have him do it. That is, you could actually have him perform the action himself as many times, and the machinery would disconnect, wear out, and go to pieces. It would break up. Or you could have him copy machinery. Now, you're having him do again the action of making machines, aren't you? So you just have him copy machines. This person's being sent in various places, and he's being sent all over the place. You could say to this individual, just this pattern, all right, mark up a machine that sends you all over places. No. Mark up another machine that sends you all over the place. Mark up another machine. You do this 4 or 5 times, and all of a sudden this huge thing like a comptometer suddenly shows up over in that direction. And he says, what is that? And the more times he copies it, the brighter it gets, and then all of a sudden it starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and finally vanishes. Only all this time, all you were telling him was mark up a machine to send you places. Mark up another machine that'll send you places. Mark up another machine that'll send you places. See, he's just copy, 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 copy. And it short circuits the big machine that's sitting out there, and so much so that it runs out its own postulates of hiding and so forth. Now, you could tell it, mark up a machine that'll send you places, now hide it, now forget about it. This would be a perfect way to do it. Mark up another machine which would send you places, now hide it, now forget about it. Mark up another machine which will send you places, now hide it, now forget about it. Another machine which will send you places, and all of a sudden he'll see this machine over there. You could do it several ways. You could have him simply send himself places enough times, and it would start to key out this machinery. In other words, this is not a hard problem for the auditor to solve. Just make the pre-cleared do whatever he's up against. Or make him make a mock-up to do whatever he's up against. Either way, and you'll have it. Make him make a mock-up, or make him do it. Make him make a mock-up to do it, or have him do it himself. But whichever one you choose, have him do that then many times. Now, I've had Thetans show up with machinery which they invented in the days of the early Roman Empire, which consisted of wooden wheels and cogs, little glass balls or pebbles which dropped into certain buckets and which made things weigh in other directions and so forth. Interesting, huh? I've processed a Thetan that had a machine which was a couple of boulders which were so teeter-tottered that they would fall over and hit him. As an invalidation machine. In other words, this was a Stone Age creation. I've had him show up with an 1890 player piano as his musical machine. Also, I've had him show up with a former civilization, streamlined, handy, jim-dandy device that is supposed to blow up cities, all streamlined with photoelectric cells and all compact and everything else. In other words, he made up this machine when he was in that environment. In all times and all places, wherever Thetan has been, whatever he has done, he has had a tendency to copy the environment in which he was working. So, when you start running out machinery, be prepared to find anything. And the rule to run out machinery is to have the pre-clear do what the pre-clear is doing. Have him do, in full knowingness, that he is doing it, what he is doing obsessively and without knowledge that he is doing it. Make him recover the knowledge that he is doing it, and the manifestation will vanish. And that is how you get rid of machinery, and that's really all there is to machinery. But machinery can exist that will do anything you and I could think up here if we just sat here the rest of the day and did nothing but dream up ways and means of objects and things machines could do to Thetans. One of the things that a Thetan has as a machine, just to give you an idea, they have an executing machine. Quite often, and sometimes bodies into which Thetans have moved into have executing machines, which are sometimes made up like guillotines, only they're electronic guillotines. And in a dental operation and in an operational shop, these things will sometimes trigger. What are they? They're an enormous ball of energy or an axe or something of the sort hanging above a person's head. And under a certain amount of stress, when the Thetan himself is in so much trouble that he can't knock off the body and escape, this machine is supposed to knock off the body and let him escape. Or it has been set up by the GE or some earlier Thetan, and is still effective upon your prequel. And he's inside this body, which has an execution machine. And he went under anesthetic, and he did all right, and then all of a sudden there was this tremendous explosion. And the whole front of his face went numb, and it's been numb ever since. He went into an execution machine, didn't he? How would you handle it? Have him mock up execution machines. That's all. Have him mock up the same machine. Over and over and over, making it tougher and tougher each time, until all of a sudden he recognizes he can do it. At that time, the machine no longer has any effect upon him. A Thetan can only be affected by those things which he does not believe he himself can do anymore. When a person cannot do something, he can then be affected by somebody else doing it. Very strongly affected. Well, an execution machine, sometimes fellows had an operation, he's gone along for a week afterwards, and then all of a sudden this execution machine is triggered. Post-operative shock is one of these machines going off. So this is a valuable thing to know about machinery, but you get somebody exteriorizing, he's doing something peculiar, you merely have him do it, or have him mock up something that does it complete, and also if you have him mock it up, have him hide it and forget it. And have him do it many times, and the whole machine disentangles. Do you destroy every machine which you find the Thetan in possession of? No, you certainly better not. Destroy only those which are totally out of his control. And then fix him up so after that he is capable of making machinery which really works. And the last step in it is having mock-up machines, hide them and forget about them, which really work. But he's really hidden and really forgotten about. Have him make machinery and then recover this ability.